Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me this morning, I have Alicia O'Donnell. How are you?
I am doing well, Renee, and I'm excited to be here.
I'm so glad you're here from the YWCA in Hastings. What do you do for them?
I serve as executive director.
Wonderful. Well, we always love our YWCA, and I see that you guys have a big event coming up. Would you like to tell our listeners about it?
We do. On December 6th, the YWCA of Adams County is bringing back its beloved holiday home feature and luncheons. For many years, as a fundraiser for our programs to keep them affordable to all women in the area, we would organize home tours throughout the Hastings area along with lunches. This year, we're doing it a little differently. We are organizing a tour in a single home, and that is the former home of Eileen Harmon. Eileen Harmon was the founder of Eileen's Cookies, and she purchased and remodeled the former Union Pacific Railroad depot.
No.
Among many other things.
I did not know that. I really sincerely did not know. I knew about Harmon House anyway. I can't believe that. That's so cool.
Oh my goodness. Renee, this is an historic property in Hastings. Not only was it the Union Pacific Railroad Station, it served as St. Michael's Elementary School in, I believe, the 50s, and a little sliver of the 60s, perhaps. It's been Mexican restaurants. It's been dance clubs at various times. And it's really now the house that Cookies remodeled.
Oh, I love that. So can you tell us a little bit about the luncheon homes and the home features?
Sure. So I'll continue with Eileen's house, the Harmon House. We have a variety of local small businesses, many of which are involved with interior design and decorating, coming in to provide their vision of holiday creativity, Christmas creativity in various sections of the house. For example, three pink elephants out of Clay Center has the informal dining area, and the Barn Festival staff will be decorating the formal entryway and the formal dining room. Sweet Pea Designs out of Lawrence, Nebraska will be decorating the utility room and an adjacent bathroom. Simply Jesse D from the Donovan area will be decorating the primary bedroom and an adjacent bathroom. And additionally, some folks from Earl May, Big G Ace in Hastings, and the YWCA board and the Hastings Museum will be decorating rooms. So we're really excited to see where their creativity takes this already amazing property.
It can be just amazing artwork. I've done that kind of thing. I've loved decorating for the holidays and that. This will be amazing. And this is all going to be at Harmon House. Now, the tour and luncheon, what is that about?
So the luncheons will be at other homes in the Hastings area. We have lined up five different individuals and a business to host luncheons where you can gather with family and friends to have a meal together, because that's so important at the holiday time, not only to think of presents and the rush for the holidays, but presents, being with each other and celebrating being together.
I love that.
So currently we only have 13 seats still available.
Still, oh wow. So let's get those filled, though. That's
Let's get those filled. You can give us a call at 402-462-8821. to speak with somebody at the YWCA to secure your house seat for the luncheon or at the cheese and wine shop in Hastings. And then you can pay online. You can drop by our office, but call us before, you know, making the payment on the luncheon so that we make sure that we still have a seat for you.
That's wonderful. Okay, so Alicia, while I've got you here, since this is our first visit here at the radio station, can you tell our listeners a little bit about the YWCA in Hastings?
The YWCA in Adams County, we serve the surrounding area as well, dates back to 1916.
Whoa. Okay.
And among its earliest projects included providing lunches for young women who were entering the workforce for the first time, and maybe they were single and away from their families, and being able to gather together for a nutritious, healthy meal was very important. And someplace safe for them in the community. Another project included securing, and this sounds just incredible, Renee, but securing a women's restroom for the Burlington Railroad Station.
Are you kidding me? They didn't have a... Wow.
They expected the...
I'm shocked.
Yes, it is. It is shocking. Wow. There were facilities for the men, but not for the women. So we've times have changed. Yes, thankfully. Mm-hmm. But there remain needs in the community for women that are particular to women that can have a profound impact on the community writ large. For example, we have a program for preparing and selling freezer meals for women that kind of replicates what we initially did in our early years. You can purchase crock pot freezer meals and be able to provide not just yourself, but your family with healthy, nutritious, hot meals while you're working full-time and trying to balance your community obligations, your family tasks. And it really is something that we've done throughout our history is make sure that people are fed in a timely manner. Additionally, we have our career closet. So women who are entering the workforce for the first time, or maybe they've moved from a factory line position into an office position and need to update their career attire, they can stop by our career closet for counseling and for up to five free outfits to get them started. And they can do that three times during the course of a year to help them prepare and look and feel their best.
You know what? I'm going to share something with you, Alicia. Back 20 plus more years ago, I actually took advantage of the career closet. And it they taught me, how to dress professionally for the type of job that I had just gotten, because I had worked at a meat packing plant. Obviously, that attire would not work in the business world. But the tips that they gave me, and then they also, helped with interviewing. Because I don't know about you, but I don't always have the words. And you want to make sure you're Johnny on the spot when you're having an interview. They helped with creating my resume, looking it over, gave me some great tips. I have nothing but good to say about the YWCA. They've helped us so much. And it's great. Do they help employers to find employees? Do they come to you, or how does that work?
On occasion, we do have employers who come to us asking questions if we have any leads on positions. But we do certainly help with the resume review and as well as the interviewing, because it is
stressful.
It's stressful. If you're interviewing for a job in a different area, you're looking to make a change, you don't know what kind of questions you might need to anticipate and prepare for.
Right.
And goodness, I have done a variety of jobs, as have our great team at the YWCA Adams County. We can draw from a lot of different experiences. And if there's something specific, we also have ties in the community to bring somebody in with a specific background. For example, if you recently earned your CNA and you want to chat with somebody who is in the healthcare field, mm-hmm. and we can bring somebody in who's particularly specialized in that area to practice with you.
That is amazing. And there's so much more that you guys do. I see that you do gowns for good and a hygiene closet. Plus, you have the frozen meals. I had no idea. And I'm so glad that our listeners can hear this. Can you tell us a little bit about the gowns for good and maybe donations if you're needing them?
Well, gowns for good is a particularly vibrant program, Renee. When I started in early September in this position, it was full on homecoming preparation. And we would day after day have young women from across the listening area come into the YWCA Adams County to peruse our gowns and dresses for something to wear to homecoming. All of our gowns and dresses have been donated. Some still have tags on them. They were donated by retailers or by people who only wore them once or twice, cleaned them, and gave them to us. And for $30, young women are ready to go out on the town and look great, really making them accessible to women across the listening area.
You guys are amazing. Let's let our listeners know about your fundraiser coming up.
Sure.
Again, I should say.
Our holiday home feature and luncheon is December 6th. You can purchase tickets to the tour alone online at ywcaadamscounty.org. We do ask that before you reserve a luncheon spot, you give us a call at 402-462-8821 to determine which house you want to be at, and we'll verify that seats are still available for that.
Alicia, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about our many programs. We still have many more
these are some of the
top ones to start off with.
Well, I'm just glad we were able to get you in on the show, and we'll have you back again, I promise.
Thank you, Renee. We really appreciate it.
All right. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning into the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.